Blog Talk Radio.
On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid. 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Math Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a man who I would take with my first draft pick any day. The irrepressible G-Man.
Hola, y'all, and welcome to everybody listening from all over the world. It's great to have you here. Big crowd forming in the chat room, Matt Man.
We're going to have to call the fire department because, you know, the occupancy level is exceeding it.
Yeah. Now I need to turn my headset up. Okay. All right, now I'm ready to go.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I just didn't have time to do that before the show, I guess.
No, you didn't. And neither did Corky have time to go to the bathroom before the show because now I'm listening to her scratch at her litter box. So that's always helpful.
That's great.
Yes.
Thanks, Corky. Thanks for playing along. So how's everything going with you, Matt?
Well, it's going okay right now. The weather has improved slightly, but it's going to be a short-lived respite weather-wise. So,
well, it's sunny and heading for upper 80s today here.
Dang. I would love that. I would love it.
Yeah, it's already 74 degrees. It didn't even cool off at all last night.
Wow. I wish we could get some of that.
A couple days of that, and then it's going to turn cooler again.
Yes. Yeah, I get to work the beer mine 10 hours on Saturday, and it's going to be a good day, Jay, because the forecast calls for, and I just checked it, it's been revised downward, showers and 44 for that'll be fun.
Yeah, and maybe by Saturday they could revise that on down into the 30s.
Yeah. But that's okay because I can always go into the cooler to warm up.
Well, you know, you get in out of the breeze in the cooler.
Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh. No wind chill in there.
Yep. All right.
So,
yeah, we do
a
have
show.
A guest that wandered in. So
yeah, I see that. Welcome, guest.
Shout out. Yep. We do have a big show today. We want to. I do have a quick shout out I wanted to do before we get into things.
By all means.
And that shout out is to my sister, Kelly, who is having a birthday tomorrow.
Well, well.
All right. Yeah. Hold on. There we go.
All right, Kelly.
So happy birthday to her.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it'll be a fun one. You know who else has a birthday tomorrow?
Who?
Carol Burnett.
Was she like 102 now?
I don't really know, but she does have a birthday tomorrow.
Wow.
And when we were kids, my sister found out that Carol Burnett had the same birthday as her, so Kelly sent Carol Burnett a letter letting her know that they shared a birthday. And Carol Burnett sent back a handwritten happy birthday letter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty big. That's cool.
Yeah. I don't think Kelly still has that, but she did for a long time. Had it up there on the wall.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that was cool. That's cool.
Yes. Yeah, it
is. All right.
So,
do you have any shout-outs, or you still can't remember them?
I still can't remember said shout-out, Jay.
Okay. Well, if you think of it during the show, then, you know, just yell it out.
I'll shout it out if I think of it.
All right.
Without
also,
warning, of course.
Of course. Last night on Twitter, Matt, I told you that I was going to have to confess to a bonehead move.
And I was excited to hear that.
Yeah. And this morning, I found out that I had not committed said bonehead move.
Right.
And so what happened was our show was not showing up on iTunes. The Sunday show wasn't.
Right.
And we were a little perplexed by this.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know if we should blame BTR or if we should blame iTunes or what.
Right.
So I mentioned, I went to the Blog Talk Radio forums, and I posted on there that our latest show didn't show up in iTunes. And somebody responded and said, did you change the show title and URL? Because if you did, that might be the problem. And when I set the show up last week,
mm-hmm.
I had a little spelling error, a little typo in the title. And I went back and fixed it. And I thought, well, the show hasn't aired yet, so I can change the URL.
Right.
And I thought that was what had caused the show not to show up in iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I had screwed it up and I had ruined it for the thousands and thousands of people who subscribe in iTunes. Turns out it's there this morning and I did not screw up.
Well, that's good. Sort of. It's unfortunate.
Yay me.
Yay you. I was so looking forward to castigating you live.
I know, and I was, but you know what? I was ready to take it because I thought it was all my fault, and I was going to be a man, a mature adult.
And we are.
And bend over and take it like a man would. But
a lot of men or people just won't do that anymore, especially with today's economy.
No, not in today's economy, they won't. And a shout-out to the guest who just left as soon as I said, take it like a man.
Well, that's unfortunate.
So goodbye to the homophobe, I guess.
Yes.
Anyway.
A lot of things going
huge,
on. Oh,
huge
God.
Day yesterday for the Ramenator.
Yes.
Mitt Romney continues his exciting and bigger than life personality and charisma continues to carry him on to the Republican nomination.
Or as I was thinking, he continues his amoeba like Scrooge to the top.
No, he's a ball of fire, man.
Yeah, he is.
But,
you will be assimilated. You will like me.
Did you know? Well, the news this morning is that Newt Gingrich is dropping out.
Yes, but.
Yeah, and did you know that he was making a last stand in Delaware? Because I didn't. I hadn't heard anything about it.
Yes, he said he had a good chance, and he got in the
20s. No, yeah, well, there we go.
And I'll tell you what, Rhode Island, Ron Paul, he had 25% in Rhode Island, which makes sense because the little man did well in the little state.
The little state, yeah.
Yeah. They could see him. You could actually see him when he's in Rhode Island.
Yes. So, anyway, there's that. Although Ron Paul, I guess, still says he's not going to. Actually, Ron Paul, his campaign has quite a bit of money still in it.
Oh yeah, he's in the black.
He's not. Yeah. I think they said that Newt Gingrich was $4 million in debt, and Santorum was $2 million in debt. And Ron Paul actually has money in the bank.
He's a good fiscal steward.
Exactly. They just proven his point.
The funny thing about Newt, he's not dropping out until next week, he said, because he wants to spend the rest of the week campaigning in North Carolina, and I can see that. North Carolina's nice this time of year.
Yeah, it's a beautiful state.
Good beaches, good zoos.
Yep. Yeah. Maybe he can campaign outside the courthouse where John Edwards is on trial.
He would probably enjoy that.
Yeah. But, you know, I would go to North Carolina. You know, you go to North Carolina, there's a lot of colleges there, a lot of beautiful Southern girls at the colleges. Yeah. I can see him working here.
Yeah. Nice place, nice place.
And if you missed it, you can go on YouTube and see it. But President Obama was on Jimmy Fallon last night.
He was working
and,
it.
He slow jammed
yes,
with
he
Jimmy
did.
Up there. Just a subtle little reminder that he's cool and Mitt Romney isn't.
That's right.
The only thing
that would have been better in that little skit they did is if instead of Jimmy Fallon, it was William Shatner.
Oh, that was great. But I love Romney did some kind of press. Oh, he did a little press conference. He only took 5 questions. But he had a little speech, and he had somebody else there. And then it was all over. And then all of a sudden he comes running back up and goes, oh, and by the way, I support the extension of the student loan thingy.
Yeah, that was a bit uncomfortable and embarrassing, even to me watching that.
Yeah, there was a lot of passion in that one. He really really into that issue. Oh, by the way, all you young folk out there, I love the kids.
Uh-huh.
I'm practically one of them.
That's right.
Look at my beautiful, thick, dark hair, my rugged good looks.
Mm-hmm. And if people would like to comment on that or the topic in which we're about to get into, you can call in to the I'm With Stupid hotline at 661-244-9852. Today brought to you by the American Restaurant Association. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Okay. The American Restaurant Association, not headed up by Herman Cain.
No.
I wonder who that guest is in the chat room.
I don't know. The guest really should call in. It's 661-244-9852.
I wonder if it's Sweet Pea.
I don't know.
I wonder if she's still raging.
Or maybe maybe Schmoop finally got in at work.
Ooh.
That'd be hot.
Well, Schmoopalicious in there. I do, but I don't believe it's my BFF Warrior Cat.
No.
Because she should be at work today, I believe.
Of course she should.
Of course. Of course.
Then again, it could be just some mother.
I wonder if it's
sitting in a bathtub somewhere.
It could be Lorna, and she could be screaming at the computer, when are you going to get to the draft?
It could be. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our new friend of IWS, Lorna Snatchwell.
Yes. Who was in the chat room for a while on Sunday, was extremely unhappy that we did not get into the topic as early as she wanted us to and left.
Yeah, she was very confrontational right before she left.
Right before she left, yeah. a little cheap shot on the way out the door.
Oh, yeah. Drive-by hosing of the Matt and Jay man. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Because we have bigger fish to fry, Jay.
That would be
the the 2012 NFL draft starts
absolutely
tomorrow night, I believe.
Yep, tomorrow night, ESPN and the NFL Network. And ESPN says that this year they will not yell out the selection before the commissioner announces it.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah, the last few years, they you know, as the commissioner is walking out to the podium with the card in hand, Chris Berman. Boomer has yelled out the name of who it was.
Yeah.
And it's very annoying. I mean, it's almost like if you're watching the Academy Awards and Dustin Hoffman is up there and he says the Oscar for the best actress goes to, and then all of a sudden Mary Hart down in the corner of your TV screen goes, "It's Meryl Streep! It's Meryl Streep!" See, it wouldn't work, would it?
No.
Yeah, so.
And
anyway.
I'm sure that change at ESPN was at the behest of one Roger Goodell.
And you will do what Roger Goodell asks you
exactly.
to do.
Exactly.
Or you will suffer the consequences. And he
mm-hmm.
likes to warn you that there are consequences.
Exactly, yes.
In fact, I think that's what it says on his office door. He says there are consequences to entering
right.
this office.
As there should be.
So apparently the Colts are going to take Andrew Luck.
Yeah, I was thinking about
another
that.
One.
Andrew Luck, quarterback out of Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
Has good lineage, Jay. His father was a quarterback in the NFL.
Oliver.
Great quarterback at West Virginia. I only hope, though, that Andrew has better luck in the NFL than his father did.
Yeah, well.
Career passing rating of 64.1.
That's heading for Tim Tebow territory right there.
Well, touchdown to interception ratio, 13 to 21.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's rough. That's rough.
That's bad luck is what that is.
Yeah, I bet Andrew probably points that out to him at the old Thanksgiving dinner table with everyone around every once in a while.
I would.
Oh, yeah. See if you get the old man pissed off in front of the whole family.
Yeah. But Oliver, he righted the ship. He's now the athletic director at West Virginia University. Yes.
Yes, he is. Even though his son went to Stanford. Yeah. Anyway. And it looks like that Washington's going to take Robert Griffin III.
Yes.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we all know he's a Heisman Trophy winner. And all of a sudden, last week, this story comes out that Robert Griffin III has character issues.
Really? I wouldn't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, out of nowhere. Anonymously sourced story. Claiming that a black quarterback has character issues. Now, this just doesn't happen in America very often.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all. And it's odd that story like that would come out almost about 2 weeks after Griffin refused or turned down the invitation to do a private workout for the Indianapolis Colts.
Hmm.
Now the Colts wouldn't get all pissed off about something like that and then put out a story about him like that, would they?
No.
Would they?
No. Rush Limbaugh, no, maybe, but not the Colts.
Yeah. Oh, they're above that. They're above
yeah.
that. Yeah. But you know what, Indy? You know what? He doesn't want to play in Indianapolis. I know that the other three black guys in Indianapolis were like, yeah, come on. But, well, he's going to go to D.C., so, you know, just deal with it.
Yes.
I have to act like this. That's really out of character. Indianapolis, you know, good, decent, hardworking, Midwestern types.
Good people.
Yeah, well,
Green
so
fed.
We thought.
Green fed.
Yeah, so we thought. And, something big needs to happen in Indianapolis again soon so we can have our friend Andy Longo on again.
He was magnificent.
Yeah, we could just tell him to start, and we could just kick back and drink a few beers and let him go.
And the man.
Oh, wait, that's
the,
what we did.
Well, yeah. Well, what can you do when the man owns the clearest cell phone in the world?
Yes, he does.
Jeez. It's like he was in the next room. I do have a problem with the NFL draft, though, even though I'll watch it because, you know, it's part of my job. You know, it just kind of reminds me of the slave trade.
A little bit.
Oh, sure, you can run fast, you can jump high, but let me check your teeth. Come here, boy.
Yeah. Yep, Robert Griffin III, 6'3 and a half, 215.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's some good stock right there.
Uh-huh. And speaking of the NFL,
yeah,
one of my favorite people in the entire world, Deion Sanders, in the news this week.
Yes.
Unfortunate situation where Deion, I guess, is going through a divorce for a second time.
His
wife apparently came after him.
Yes.
And I don't know if anybody saw the mugshot of his wife. She is a fine looking lady.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to remember that you're looking into the eyes of crazy right there.
Yes.
Anyway, she went after him, and he tweeted that she had her and a friend of hers, he said, physically assaulted him. And then he tweeted a picture of him and his two youngest sons filling out police reports.
Which is always nice. Brings the family closer together.
Yeah. I tell you what, you know, this airing the family laundry on Twitter, it's not something I would do, but it's something I'll watch other people do. And then his oldest son, Deion Jr., got involved. He got on Twitter and put his stepmother on blast. And then his daughter, Deandra, did the same. And then Deandra tweeted, apparently, that her stepmother had gone over there with, and she gave a Twitter name that apparently didn't work properly, but she called her Big Shirley. So now, of course, immediately I thought of Shirley Wilson on What's Happening.
Shirley Hemphill.
Shirley Hemphill played Shirley Wilson on What's Happening. And
was,
I thought,
was that her name? That was her last name?
Yeah.
On the show?
Yes.
Ah, thank you. Go ahead.
Anyway, and I immediately thought, ooh, no, you don't want to mess with Big Shirley.
No, you don't.
No, and in fact, it might be a little bit of a cross between Shirley Hemphill and Marshall Warfield. Also,
oh my God.
A couple of people you don't want to deal with if they're not happy.
I had forgotten about old M. Ward.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, and then, of course, I thought about what a great show What's Happening was, and Green Line and Raj. And Raj, he'd lick the pencil before you take your order. Don't really know what was up with that, but a little nervous tick, maybe. But
there's another white black man. He was very white in that show.
Didn't have a lot of soul, did he? No, he didn't. He wasn't really hip.
He was very Romney-esque. Well, anyway,
he could have been an anchor on CNN.
Yes. We've got a big draft of our own coming up.
We do. We're gonna do our own mock draft.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the season for it. We have a draft coming up this weekend on the blog too.
Yes, we do.
And that blog you can find at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Correct. And we're drafting babes.
That's right. We'll draft babes this weekend. But today, we're drafting food.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get to be our age, food comes before the babes.
That's right. Pizza site and hamburger joints are my food, are my porn. When I surf the internet.
No, that's the only reason I'm on Pinterest, is so I can just click the food category. and see what everybody's posting, all the recipes. And of course, there's a food porn board on Reddit also. By the way, Reddit voted down our show from Sunday. It's very, very disappointing.
Of course.
Bastards.
Yeah. Well, Lorna Snatchwell's probably the one who did
probably.
It.
She probably got all her friends together,
mm-hmm.
sent out a mass email. They posted that show. Vote them down.
So anyway, if you'd like to chime in and give your commentary, a play-by-play action of our draft, you can do so if you call in quickly at 661-244-9852. And Jay, I believe you told me last night that you will be drafting first.
Yes, yes. And what I thought was a pretty obvious and simple explanation, but apparently it was complicated for some people. Boiled it down to, look, you went first, or you won the Fantasy Football League, therefore I'll draft first.
Yes.
Right. And then this weekend you'll draft first in the Babe Draft.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I tried to give you an option, which one you wanted to draft first in, but that was too much to ask. So
let's kick this thing off.
So we'll just move on.
Yes, we will.
And so I will open the draft, the food draft.
Hold on, Jay.
The
IWS, the official IWS 2012 food draft is now underway. J-Man is on the clock.
With the first pick in the 2012 IWS food draft, the J-Man takes pizza.
I knew it.
Off the board. Pizza has been taken.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. I was prepared.
Prefer the all meat, but you know, just a pepperoni pizza would be just great. Or pepperoni and sausage. Don't really bother with any veggies on it.
No, no.
Extra sauce,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Extra cheese.
All right. Very nice. Nicely played. But that's okay, because if you were going to do that, I was going to go with something that gave me versatility. I could do many things with it. Kind of like a quarterback who can throw or run, do whatever you need. So, with the second
dual
pick.
Dual threat.
Yeah, that's right. So with the second pick in the 2012 IWS food draft, the Map Man goes with chicken nuggets.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow. The crowd at Madison Square Garden is going, ooh.
That's right.
They don't know if they want to boo or cheer or just
they
stand there
stand
and
alone.
Shock.
They can stand alone. You can put them in a casserole. You can make chicken nugget parmesan.
You can dip them.
You can dip them.
Not a bad pick.
Thank you.
Not
Thank
a bad
you.
Pick. Probably would have been available in the third or fourth round, but, you know, I can understand. You love them. You don't want to take any chances
them.
On them being gone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Solid.
Thank you.
And with the third pick.
Yeah.
My second pick, I will take the All-American favorite, cheeseburgers.
Really?
Yep, playing it pretty safe here, going
yes.
for the big ones.
Right.
Yep, the old cheeseburger. I prefer cheddar cheese on mine.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you want to pile it up with, you know, special sauce, lettuce, onion, tomato, all that, you can.
Mm-hmm. You can.
Or you can just go with, or you can just go with some pickles and some mustard.
You could. It's like yep. picking a sturdy center, anchoring your offensive line.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good move.
And of course, you can go with onion burgers. You can put a little Lipton onion soup mix in the
yeah.
burger, mix it all up, and throw them in there too.
Worcestershire is always good.
Worcestershire, some people like that. Maybe even a little A1.
There you go. And with my second pick, fourth overall, you know I love them. You know I just love them. I'm taking the loose meat sandwich, Jay.
Oh.
Speed out of the backfield, baby. Fry it up, slap it on some bread, it's ready to go.
Oh, I thought when you said speed out of the backfield, I thought, you know, yeah, speed out the backside, too.
Yeah, well. Oh, yeah. The loose meat sandwich, made famous by Made Right in Iowa and perfected by the Mat Man here in Bagwine, Ohio.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right. So the loose meat sandwich is off the board, and basically that means the Sloppy Joes are off the board, too, because it's pretty similar.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, I guess it would be, because you can do a lot of variations with the loose meat.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
You know what? We have a caller.
We do. Let me get to said caller. Oh, boy. 937, you're with Stupid.
Huh, how you fine fellas doing today?
We're doing well. How are you?
Oh, you guys don't hear me. I walk food. You know what I mean?
Yeah, walk. How you doing, walk?
Yeah. Yeah, you're fine. See, you got fine radio station. You, government helping you, helping me get my new business started.
You have a new business?
Oh, yeah, fine business. Your Uncle Sam give me money to get the business started. And then an opportunity.
What kind of business is it, walk?
Oh, it's a watering mat.
A laundry mat?
Laundry mat. You know, like laundry.
So you're washing clothes?
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. It's a fine place to start a new business.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dirty people in America.
We call them politicians, yeah.
Well, what's the name of your laundry mat?
Oh, wishy-washy laundry. I try to sell them a fortune cookie. No good, no good. No future in America. People know why.
Just an empty fortune cookie.
Oh, very bad, very bad. People will piss off if you give them a fortune that's not coming true.
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
That's great.
Well,
you people get your money free like a me?
No.
No.
Well, you know, I thought I'd jump on the bandwagon. I heard this a new thing on a start in America called a change. I wanted to beat the change.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, Walk.
Well, I appreciate it. You are free. You are wanting me. I'll wash it.
Okay.
Oh, you will wash it. I mean, no. That was before Chinese wash your people clothes. Now you will come and wash your own clothes and pay me to do it. So smart. So very smart.
All right. Well, I'll make sure we stop by.
Thank you very much. You guys have a beautiful day. Bye.
Bye, Walk.
Wonderful. Okay.
That was our old friend Walk.
Yeah. Walking and rolling.
Walking right into the middle of the draft.
Okay. I believe it was my turn.
Yes.
And this is my third pick.
Mm-hmm.
Which make it the fifth overall. I am going to take fajitas.
Wow, that's a bold move.
Yeah. You know, well, I tell you what, we all know that everything that is great in this world, food, beer, women, comes from Mexico.
Some of us know that.
Some of us know that. And I am going to go with the fajitas. I love both the beef and the chicken fajitas. In fact, oftentimes I put both beef and chicken in my fajita and have a beef chicken fajita.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Nicely done. I guess I'm up.
You are?
And, well, I'll tell you what, Jay, it's time to work a vegetable win. I don't want to have a completely unhealthy team here. So, with my third pick, I'm going with chili cheese fries. Potatoes a vegetable, right?
Absolutely. There you go. Delicious chili cheese fries.
It's like a mutter. Plays great dirty, you know? It's it's beautiful chili cheese fries.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right. With my next pick, I am going to go with meatloaf.
Oh, I was looking to pick that up in the later rounds.
Really great comfort food, especially if you pair it with some mashed potatoes, green beans, rolls, glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Just real, real, just down-home comfort food.
Yes, indeed. Very good. And I'm going to do the same thing along those lines at this point, you know, before you might beat me to it. You know, kind of like a tight end who can both block or run down the field and catch a pass. I like something that can be a side dish or a main course. And that's why with my next pick, it's macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah. More versatility. I tell you what, I'm going for the big names. You're going for the versatility here.
Yep. You're like a steamroller. You're like a steamroller in my food team. Is small and scrappy. We're scrappy.
There you go. Much like your fantasy football team was. A little bit of everything.
That's right.
Oh yeah, mac and cheese. I don't know anybody that doesn't love mac and cheese.
Well, if they do, they're a communist.
Yeah, and I tell you what. And efficient, too, because mac and cheese is not expensive.
No.
And you can, in fact, I mean, especially not expensive if you get the 39-cent Aldi
brand
of mac and cheese. And I'm telling you, you get multiple meals out of that.
Yeah. Never let you down. But, always there.
That's a good choice. Boy, I'm impressed with that one.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. So, next.
Yes.
This is my fifth pick, I think. Mm-hmm. I am going to go with spaghetti.
I knew it.
Man, I tell you what, I've gone all meat, haven't I? All red meat, in fact, here. Other than a little bit of chicken that I might put in my fajitas earlier. More hamburger, because I do like... Now, some people will go with just the pasta and marinara sauce, and that's not bad.
It's okay.
But it's okay to do that, but I do prefer to put some beef in that.
There you go. Heck yeah.
You know, make it a little more substantial.
Exactly. So I guess with my next pick, you know, I was thinking every team needs a good kicker, someone to kick things off. You got to kick it off. And how do you kick off a good meal? You got to have a little appetizer. So with my next pick, I am taking deep-fried mushrooms.
Wow. Wow, that is a way thinking out of the box pick there.
You didn't see that one coming, did you?
No, neither did anybody else. In fact, the mushrooms are sitting at home with the family going, what, me? Really?
I love them. I could eat them every day. The bigger
the fried,
better.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You go to the store and you get the the mushrooms and you pull the little stem off of them. And...
I never make my own.
Oh, no, okay. Are they dirty, greasy? I mean, you know, like...
Oh, yeah. Just get them in a box. They're great. They're expensive, but they're great.
Oh, and when you're done, you look down there, the box is just soaked with the grease because that's the only way to know that it's good, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Just like the bottom of that pizza box, just soaked with self-loathing and regret.
Both of which, in those cases, are quite delicious.
Exactly. And I'm so used to it. So, you know.
That's why they call it comfort food.
Exactly. Both are such big parts of my life. All right. Well, I tell you what, it's time to get away from the red meat.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, because, you know, too much red meat is a bad thing for you.
That's right.
You can't eat red meat all that often.
No.
So I am going to switch, and I'm going to go with something that's high in protein, healthy.
Okay.
Fried chicken, baby. Fried chicken from the KFC, from the grocery store, from Walmart. It's all good.
It is. In
it's
fact,
all
I
good. I like the breasts. I like the thighs. The legs. Oh, I'm a leg man. I know it.
Well, I have some bad news for you, Jay.
What's that?
I just watched Schmoop eat your draft pick last night.
Well, it's okay. Good. I hope she enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, she did.
She went after. She got after it, did she? And you know, I'll tell you what. When you talk about fried chicken, everybody always wants to make a joke about, you know, black people and fried chicken or whatever. I've never quite understood that because I don't really think that black people love fried chicken simply because it's something that black people do. I think they love it because fried chicken is good.
There you go.
We all love fried chicken. So
who doesn't? Yes.
Yeah. All right. The clock, the countdown clock is not working, but we have about 3 minutes here. So
exactly. So we'll rush through it like the final rounds of the real draft.
Exactly.
Since I see there's going to be a run on white meat, I'll go with another type of not red meat. And, you know, I got to draft him, and that would be Spam.
Oh. Bill Spam. I wonder
yes.
how early you would take Spam. Your fried Spam.
Mm-hmm. Fried Spam Parmesan is great.
Fried it's a little apple. Expensive.
Oh, I know. Which is odd.
And it's a little strange. But you know what? Every year during the draft, there is somebody who was thought maybe would go early, but
mm-hmm.
didn't get drafted, or didn't
yeah.
get drafted early, like Aaron Rodgers and the Brady Quinn. You know,
right?
It looks like this year falling quickly down our board, and it doesn't look like it's going to get lucky anytime soon. It's sushi.
Yeah, it wasn't on my list.
But we got barely a minute left. Real quick, I'll go with eggs next. Talk about your versatility.
There you go.
You can fry them, you can poach them, you can scramble them. You can just drop it down in a glass and eat it raw if you want
and
to.
You can throw them at houses.
You can throw them on cars.
Yeah.
Yep, you can put it on top of your burger.
That's great. A very loyal food. Team player,
mm-hmm.
team player.
Mm-hmm. Good protein, good for
yep.
you.
That's right. So as I draft my final thing, and that would be clam chowder, I guess we're going to have to wrap things up.
I guess so, man. Oof. Everything left on my list was all Mexican food, tacos, quesadillas, you know, stuff like that.
I had scallops and country fried steak.
Oh, now see, that's good stuff too. I also had some. Of course, I also had